Well, good evening, everybody. You can take your Bibles tonight. You can go to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. Tonight we're going to take a look at a familiar record of two men and their experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're going to get a running start in Luke 23, and we're going to start in verse 55. Now, the context here is that the Lord Jesus Christ has just been crucified. He gave his life for mankind, and they had taken him down off the tree, and they had buried him and prepared his body. And verse 55, it says, "And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the what?" Commandment. According to the commandment. So the they in verse 56 is the women. Where are the women? These women were the ones who followed Jesus from Galilee, who beheld his crucifixion, and they rested on the Sabbath. As we know from other teachings, Jesus was raised the Saturday afternoon before that Sunday morning, which is where we end up in chapter 24, verse 1. "Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the what? Sepulchre." So there they go, Sunday morning, and they find the stone is rolled away. Now, they had prepared these spices and these ointments and everything to go back after the Sabbath, because they couldn't go do the servile work on the Sabbath. So they were going to come back. So they went home, they prepared everything with the intention to come back that Sunday morning, which is what they did. But instead of finding the body there, they found the stone rolled away. Verse 3, "And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus." Why didn't they find it? Because God raised them. Because God raised them, right? He was already raised. He was already gone when they got there. "And it came to pass," verse 4, "as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they," the women, "were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they," the two men, "said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee." Don't you remember what he taught you? Right? They were there with him in Galilee. Verse 7, "saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words." Oh, yeah, that's right. Verse 9, "and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11, referring to 11 of the apostles, and to all the rest, referring to the disciples that were with them. Verse 10, "it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales." And they what? Believed not. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. So the women are like, "hey, angels told us he was risen." And all the guys were like, yeah, whatever. You know, quit telling tales. Silly women. So they're all excited, and the men don't believe. They believed them not. Okay? The women came back to explain what they saw. They found an empty tomb. They conversed with angels who told them what happened, confirming Jesus Christ's resurrection. But the apostles and disciples thought it was just idle gossip and rumors. Verse 12, Peter goes to see for himself. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. So Peter goes to check it out for himself. The record continues in verse 13. And behold, two of them, so two of the disciples, two of the men that were just thinking this was all idle gossip, they went that same day, the same day that they were told he is risen, to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. 70 furlongs is about 7 miles. So they were on a nice little 7-mile stroll to the nearby town of Emmaus. And they talked together of all these things which had happened, right? They had been in Jerusalem. They had witnessed what happened. They had seen the Lord Jesus Christ crucified. And so they were talking about it on their 7-mile journey. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, while they were talking about, hey, what does all of this mean? Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, not that holden, different one. Their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Right? And that word holden means basically, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. All right, so they're off on their little journey there. And Jesus is sitting there trucking along with them, but they don't know it's Jesus. You know, guys, hey, we're reasoning, we're trying to remember everything that happened. What does this all mean? And Jesus Christ is just kind of listening in and walking with them. But they didn't recognize him. Okay, and the translation is, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. Okay, it wasn't just like they didn't know what Jesus Christ looked like, that God worked in that situation one way or another so that they were prevented from recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 17, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? You know, what is all of this discussion you're having? Can you fill me in? Why are you sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, saying unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? You know, basically, have you been living under a rock? Like, this was the talk of the town. This was all that anyone could talk about, right? Everybody's talking about the coronavirus. It's just like that. That's all anybody could talk about because they had just seen this great thing happen, right? That the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and, like, big old earthquake and just, like, you know, everything was going nuts. You know, there was this huge political scandal. They gave up this prisoner to go free instead of Jesus Christ, and you know, it was the talk of the town. It was what everybody was talking about. So they said, what do you mean you don't know? Are you a stranger? Like, you, this is the biggest deal ever. Verse 19, and he said unto them, what things? What are you talking about? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. So they're filling them in on what it all was about. Verse 21, but we trusted. It doesn't say, but we believe. It's past tense now. But we trusted that it had been, more past tense, had been, he which should have, more past tense, redeemed Israel. You know, they're saying, listen, we thought this was the guy. This was the guy who was supposed to redeem Israel, and now he's dead. You know, that's why they were sad. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done, you know? And this is the third day. It's been 3 days already since this stuff was done. Verse 22, and yea, certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found it even so as the women had said. But they didn't see Jesus. They saw him not. So we don't know what to think, right? They were losing their faith, right? They were, you know, it's very typical of people. It's typical of man to grow quickly impatient, right? Verse 11 said that they did not believe what the women were saying. And here they said, well, some guys went back. Even some of our guys decided to go check it out, and they didn't see Jesus anywhere. But less than a week ago, they were all fired up about their Messiah. They were all fired up about their Redeemer, right? They're like, this is the man who's going to redeem Israel. And here it was 3 days since his crucifixion, and they were all bummed out. They were all bummed out. Verse 25. Then he said, Jesus said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And the word fools there is very, that seems like a really harsh word to use. And it kind of is, because it's really translated one void of understanding. You know, somebody who just didn't understand. So he's like, you guys don't understand. And your heart was slow to believe all that the prophets had talked about. Ought, verse 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Right? And the word ought there means like, don't you realize this is how it was predicted to go? This is the way that it was supposed to happen. Don't you guys get that this is? Everything that's happening is the way that it should have happened, based on the prophet, based on what the word of God said. And verse 27, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning what? Himself. So he decided, hey, let me teach them. And so, starting with Moses, Moses was the first prophet. Was the first prophet in Genesis, all the way through. Okay, the last prophet before Jesus Christ was John the Baptist. Okay, but his stuff wasn't written down yet in the scriptures because, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John didn't write their gospels yet. This is still going on. So before that was Malachi, 400 years prior. 400 years prior, before Israel went into basically spiritual darkness. That's why John the Baptist came. So Jesus Christ expounds to them, starting with Moses, all the stuff in the scriptures regarding Jesus Christ. And we call that the red thread. This is my little red thread. The red thread of all the different prophecies about Jesus Christ and where his lineage would be and everything that he would accomplish, right? And so he teaches them this. He teaches them this. Verse 28. And they drew nigh into the village whither they went, where they were supposed to go. And he made as though he would have gone further. So on this journey to Emmaus, this 7 miles, Jesus Christ himself. Now, they didn't know it was him, right? Because their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. But Jesus Christ himself expounded to them everything in the scriptures relating to himself, all of the prophecies. And it was just these two guys. So when you think about how incredible that sort of act of love is, right? Like Jesus Christ himself, the resurrected Christ, he didn't like pop up in the Jerusalem temple with thousands of people sitting around and say like, here's, you know, everything concerning me. You know, he didn't pop into like where all the apostles and other disciples were, you know, and expound this stuff. He walked with these two guys on the road to Emmaus and taught them, right? And that's quite an example of the importance of the Word of God, right? It's not the numbers that matter. These were just two guys, just two. But it's the Word of God that's being taught. It's the integrity of the Word, right? I've been taking the class and Dr. Will keeps saying it doesn't matter how many people believe it, it's still the Word. Even if nobody believes it, it's still the Word. And it was just these two guys. It was just these two guys, right? 1 Peter 1:23 says, the Word of God liveth and abideth forever, right? That's what matters, is the Word of God. That's what lives and abides forever. 28, Luke 24. And they drew nigh unto the village where they were supposed to go. And he made, Jesus Christ was like, oh, just keep going. But they constrained him. You know, the Orientalism, oh no, stay with us. They constrained with him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. You know, it took us all day to walk here. And he went in to tarry with them. And when it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he poof vanished out of their sight. So he broke bread with them, he sat down to eat with them, and that's when the veil was lifted. Their eyes were no longer prevented from recognizing who he was. And boom. They were like, it's Jesus Christ. And he was like, see ya. And he was gone. But they recognized who it was. And then verse 32. That great verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the what? Scriptures. Did our hearts not burn within us as he opened up the word to us? Right? They looked at each other and they said, of course it was Jesus Christ. Huh? Of course it was him. Now it all makes sense, because their hearts just burned within them. They were so excited. They were so electrified by what they had been taught, that it burned in their hearts, right? And how many times has the Word of God burned in our hearts that first time that we really clicked and put it together? You know, these guys, they were so excited that the Messiah was here. They expected a Redeemer who was going to redeem Israel and change everything. An Israel that was under Roman rule. And they had different ideas about what that really meant. And then when Jesus Christ died, and then body was gone, they were just like, kind of crushed, right? And Jesus Christ walks with them, just these two guys, and expounds unto them everything that what God was trying to tell them from the beginning. This is who the Messiah really is. These are all the prophecies about who Jesus Christ was and what he was really coming to do, not just to, you know, overthrow the Romans or whatever, but to redeem mankind. And they understood, and they were like just burned within their hearts. Just burned within their hearts. It really blessed their lives. We're going to close in 2 Corinthians 5:20. 2 Corinthians 5:20. So we can't forget what it was like when we first heard that kind of stuff. When that Word of God really burned in our hearts. When it really lit us on fire. Right? Because now we've been called to what it talks about in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for who? Christ. For Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. So we've been called to be ambassadors, right? That same way that we can help people recognize who Jesus Christ was, recognize what he accomplished for them, understand what he did and how they're, you know, can be redeemed and bought back and born again and saved, right? And then that will burn in their hearts, right? That will bless them. That will get them saved. That will deliver them. So we've been called to be that same kind of an ambassador. Jesus Christ walked with those guys and told him all about himself. But then he was gone. And now it's God and Christ in us. And we can share that same information with other people. We can lead other people. And it doesn't matter how many, right? It's just two guys. Just two. It wasn't this whole big auditorium of people. But it just really thrilled their hearts and lives to understand fully what God had done for them and how much he loved them.